for showers when they were actually on their way to the gas chambers. He doubted the Americans were dressing them in new clothes only to execute them, but nevertheless the uncertainty of what they were about to face filled him with more than a little trepidation. "Why don't they try to make a run for it?" one of the guards whispered to his comrade as he stroked the trigger guard of his M16. "I just want one of these fuckers to rabbit on us."
"This is bullshit," replied the other. "What the hell are we doing?"
"You two shut up," barked their commander, who then called in a series of commands over his radio. Something definitely wasn't right. Once they were completely clothed, shackles were placed around their wrists and ankles, and they were lined up against the far wall. "This is it," thought Roussard, as he held the stare of the soldier who had been hoping for one of the prisoners to make a run for it. The soldier's finger went from his weapon's trigger guard to its actual trigger, and he seemed about to say something when a series of vehicles ground to a halt just outside. "That's us," shouted the task force commander. "Let's mount up." The prisoners were shoved toward the door. Roussard hoped that once they got outside and he could see where they were going, things would make more sense. That plan was dashed as one by one black hoods were placed over each man's head before he was taken outside to a waiting column of green Humvees. 10 minutes later, the convoy came to a stop.